around seven lines before the Mishnah. Let us just look for 1 minute on the Memre of Rab Shimon ben Elozo, and then we'll understand what Abaye is speaking about. And Daf Chavovo Med Aleph, we had the Baraisa said as follows. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo Oimer, Kala Yaitse Min Ha'eitz, Ein Boi Mishum Sholosh Al Sholosh. Anything that comes out of an Eitz, so it does not have a Tumas Begodim of Sholosh Al Sholosh. Umesachechim Boi, and it is kosher lesachech, it's good for sichuch, because it's not mekabel tumah. Chutz mi pishton. Pishton, so it would seem, both halachas. Pishton is yesh by mishum sholesh al sholesh, it is mekabel tumah's begodim, ve'ein mesachechim boy, and it is possible for sichuch. So now Abaye goes on this memre, the sichuchtike memre of Rab Shimon ben Elozo. Amar Abaye, Rab Shimon ben Elozo v'sumches amru dovor echot. Rab Shimon ben Elozo and sumches said one thing. So let us see Rashi what the ikon nekuda is, what they said. Amru dovor echot, the dovor hametame b'negoyim ein mesachechem. That something that has tumas negoyim, va'aval gav de'enei metame v'tumas magi, even though it does not have tumas maga, it only has tumas negoyim, afal pikein is ein mesachechem boy. Now let us appreciate the chiddush of Rab Shimon ben Elozo. The Gemara in Sukkah daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says that one should use schach mi golnecha u mi yikvecha. And the Gemara darshins one drosha, what is mi golnecha mi psailis geirin v'yekev? From the psailis of the geirin, of the tvua that grows on the geirin, that one makes a geirin out of, so from the psailis, the husks, one should be mesachech. And the psailis of yekev, of a grapevine, so one should be mesachech with the psailis. So the Gemara darshins, but mi golnecha, from the psailis of the geirin, but not with the geirin alone. One cannot be mesachech with tvue. One can only be mesachech with the psailis of tvue. Now what is wrong with tvue? What is wrong with tvue is, because tvue is mekabel tumah. So the melech of the pasuk tells us, tvue not, but the psailis of geirin v'yekev is good because it is not mekabel tumah. Now, what kind of tumah is tvue mekabel? Tvue is mekabel tumas maga. A sheretz will touch tvue, a mace will touch tvue. That is the tumah that the Torah did not want to be mesachech with. So there's a psailis geirin v'yekev. Now, something that is mekabel tumas negoim. So who says there's something wrong with tumas negoim? Geirin v'yekev is not mekabel tumas negoim. Geirin v'yekev is mekabel tumas mage. So I would be without Rab Shimon ben Elozo, I would think that the only thing that is possible is sachech, is something that is possible that is mekabel tumas mage. Rab Shimon ben Elozo was mechadish that ein mesachechim bepishtam, because pishtam is mekabel tumas negoim. So Amar Abaye, Rab Shimon ben Elozo, v'sumches amru dovor echot. Rab Shimon ben Elozo ho do amor. Now what do we see in Rab Shimon ben Elozo? Because Abaye was medayik the loshen of Rab Shimon ben Elozo. Chutz mi pishto, he said that you could be mesachech von dovor hayoytzi min ha'etz, and that when we're speaking about dovah hayyitzim and we're speaking about material. We're speaking about a beggar that is a sheer gimel al gimel. Chutz mi pishton, one cannot be sachich mi pishton. V'loi kamar chutz mi beget pishton. He did not say chutz mi beget pishton. Mashma, that when he said that pishton is posel sachich, it's aval gav the lav beget. That pishton is posel l'sachich, even though you did not make it a beged. Sheloi nitve. it wasn't even spun into threads. Kegoin oinin. Oinin are pieces of flax, which was dayik v'nofitz, it was banged, it was combed. Oinitve, or it became threads. V'loy nerak, it never was woven into a beged. So since that was the diyuk of Abaye, since Rab Shimon ben Elozo did not say chutz, he's speaking about begodim, kol ha-yaitzim enayt, he's speaking about begodim of canvas of tzemer gefen. And when he says chutz mi pishton, he's not mesayim chutz mi beged pishton, so by saying the word pishton, he wants to include that the pishton alone is also posel l'sachet. Pishton alone, that it is not a beged, the only tumah that pishton could be mekabel is tumas negoyim. Ein mesachechem hoyilu metama b'negoyim, but since it could be mekabel tumas negoyim, v'afal gav deloy metame b'shrotzim. So that is the chiddush of Rab Shimon ben Elozo. And Abaye said there's someone else that also holds like Rab Shimon ben Elozo. That is Simchas. The Sanye, Simchas Oimer, Sichicha b'tavui. If a person was mesachich asuke with threads of linen, which is not a beged, psula mibnei shemetamim b'negoy. So Simchas said klo. Also, the same halacha that Abaye was medayik from Rav Shimon ben Elozo, that tumas negoyim is a poisel lagavi sichuch. Simcha says klos sichuch abetovoi is pos meishim etame ben negoyim. Sichuch abetovoi hayolometame ben negoyim. This is mistama the soif of divrei sumchis hayolometame ben negoyim. The chesiv, how do you know that even though it's not a beggar, it has tumas negoyim? So be'emison, Rashi could have stopped over here, and Rashi, according to Rashi, the Iker Chiddush of Rav Shimon ben Elozor is that even though something has tumas negoyim, is only mekabel tumas negoyim, it is posel l'sichuch. So that we see from Sumchis also. But be'emesin, Abaye was medayik another nikude in Rab Shimon ben Elozo, which is a meiridik in nikude according to Rashi, that pishton seems it is in a matzev before it even became threads. When it becomes threads, it's not called pishton anymore. Pishton means it's still in a matzev of flax. So l'chayre, in this nekude, because all the Rishonim didn't say Rashi, where did Rashi, Philo will agree with Rav Shimon Elozo that something that's mekabel tumas negoyim is posel l'sichuch, but where did Rashi see that pishton is mekabel tumas negoyim? The pasuk only says oy b'shesi oy be'erev, that threads are mekabel tumas negoyim. Rashi is telling us a moiridik chiddush that even before it even became a thread, it's mekabel tumas negoyim. That is the chiddush that Rashi is telling us. So al koponim, where do you see this in Sumchis? And Rashi, let us appreciate, Rashi here to say this, because the whole diuk of Abaye was because he did not say beget pishtin, he said pishtin. No, if he said pishtin, so it seems even though before it became threads, it's posel l'sachach boy. So Rashi here to say this chiddush in Rab Shimon ben Elozo. But how could you say that Rav Shimon ben Elozo in Sumchis hold the same? Sumchis said klo nitazoi. Sumchis said sichecha betavoi psula. If he had threads of pishton, then it's posel mimnei shebetame b'negoyim. Where do you see that Sumchis holds the chiddush of Rav Shimon ben Elozo that even flax is also mekabel tumas negoyim? So Rashi says, "V'hu adinami lo'oinim misha yislabnu." Really, a sumchis holds, if you hold that it's posel l'sichuch since it's mekabel tumas negoyim, so there's no difference between tovui, threads, or oinim when it's still flax. Misha yislabnu, when it gets whitened in the tanur, so it's also mekabel tumas negoyim. Hi, the nokatovui. So why didn't Sumchis say a bigger chiddush that sichecha ba'oinin u'betovui psula? Lashminen de tovoi mitame miyad. That as soon as it becomes a thread, it's mitame right away. You don't need any process that should be done with this thread to make it roi lekabel tumas negoim. De tviyasai hu gemar meloche. Veloi boi sheyishle. By oinin, you need something has to be done to the oinim. Ha oinim ishi yislabnu. It has to be put into a tanu. So, the Sumchus is telling us that Tviyim, as soon as it becomes a thread, without anything else being done, it's mekabel tumas negoim, and we'll see in a minute, that's a machloikis tanoim. So that's why Sumchus chapton tovui. But einoch enami, oinim, are also mekabel tumas negoim. So that's the dover echel. Kiman ki hai tane. Disnan, Shesi vo erev metame b'negoyim miyad, divrei Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds that Shesi vo erev, that as soon as it became Shesi vo erev, even though nothing else was done to it, it's mekabel tumas negoyim. But Rab Yehuda oimer ha-Shesi mishe yishle. Shesi is mekabel tumas negoyim when you take it out of the pot. Vo erev miyad. Vo oinim shel pishtam mishe yislabnu. So we have here a machloikis, if something else, the threads, if another process has to be done with the threads in order that they should be mekabel tumas negoim. So this is the machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. So Rashi has in our two pshatim in the Gemara. Keman, omro sumches loho, that sumches said, that was sumches chapton tovui. So why did he chap on Tovui? So Rashi says because Tovui is mekabel tumas negoyim miyad without doing anything. Keman omra sumches lo kerameya. The omra mitami miyad shenitve. Rameya holds as soon as it becomes Tovui, as soon as it gets spun into threads, it's mekabel tumas negoyim. Lishne achine, a second shot. Keman omra abaye lahai milse. Da hi chutz mi pishton, pishton daf kikoma. Abaye was medayik from the loshen of Rab Shimon ben Elozer, that since he said pishton, he does not mean a beged shel pishton, but he means pishton when it's still in the, it's still called flax. Aval gav de la beged, val kochach afilu oinin b'mashma. Where did Abaye see this such a tanim? That holds that oinin are also mekabel tumim. Alma oinin metame b'negoyim. Where did Abaye see this such a tane? Ki hai tane ki Rab Yehudim. So Abaye saw this in Rab Yehuda. As Rab Yehuda says, Mishe yishle, she yishoylin oisoy min hayoyre, she shelkin oisoy bo lelabno, when you take it out from the pot, Mishe yislabno betano. So the second pshat in Rashi is we're going on Abaye. That where did Abaye see this chiddush that pishton is also mekabel tume? He saw this in Rabbi Yehuda. Sok Taisvis. Rab Shimon ben Elozer v'sumches omru dover echad. Now this ha'ora we had mentioned before. How can you say it is a dover echad? L'chayre. Rab Shimon ben Elozer holds even oinin is mekabel tumas negoyim, and sumches pasels only tovui. That is Taisvis Kasha. Vim Taimis Rashi says no, sumches also pasels oinin. Vim Taimar, so Taisvis asks this Kasha. Rab Shimon ben Elozer kamar mesachichim boy chutz mina pishton, even though it is not, even though it chutz mina pishton, pishton is pasel mashme afilu loinitvim. From Rab Shimon ben Elozer, you see, even though the flax had not become spun into a thread, it's also posel asichuch uchadamrin enami perikame de suke. Sichicha ba'anitze pishton psulo. And what is the translation of anitze pishton? Umashma hosom dahainu dayik v'nofitz. The flax after it was banged and combed, is so that's possible. It's mekabel tumas negoyim. Aval gab de loy nitve. V'sumches komar de davke betovi psula. Sumches holds it's only mekabel tumas negoyim when it becomes threads. So how could you say Reb Shimon ben Elazar v'sumchus amru davarech? So the Yeshleimar, so Taisus learns a different pshat than Rashi. The Reb Shimon ben Elazar kosar midarabonim. Reb Shimon ben Elazar asers midarabonim. That means Taisus does not want to buy that what Rashi holds, that oinin is mekabel tumas negoim in atayre. Because the next I says to Kasha, the Pasuk says, Shesi ay erev. The only chiddush by Negoim that we find is that threads are mekabel tumah, even though it's not a beged. But flax should be mekabel tumah, that we don't find at all. So Taisva says as follows, that what Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds, that pishtin is posel l'sachech, that's midarabonah, the sova, and he holds as follows, but the dayik v'nofitz, if it was after this process of diyuk and nofitz, lefi shehu korev letovi, that means it is very close to becoming spun into threads, v'tovi hu da'oso min ha'toire hoyel demetame b'negoim, and tovi is posel min ha'toire because of demetame b'negoim. So Memele, so since the next process will be posel min ha'toire l'sichuch, so anitzei pishton, which is the process right before, is posel midarabon. V'hainu amru dover echot. So that's that they both hold the same din. Daho dekama sumches, sichecha v'tovi psulom. That what Sumche said, Sichecha betovi psule, hainu dvar toira. Sumche is speaking about that which is posel mina toira. Mida omar, he says, mitnei shemetame b'negoi. So memele, so that is the connection between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Sumche. That means, if Sumche said that tovoi is posel l'sachech min ha'toire, therefore, Rav Shimon ben Elazar can say, so pishtam, that's dayik v'nofitz, and that is the process right before tovui, so that is posel midarabon. If tovui would not be posel min ha'toire, one would zichen ad aser pishtam midarabon. So that is the amru dover echot. Since Sumche said tovi is metame min ha'toire, therefore Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that pishton is metame, is posel midarabon. The midarabonon ein svore lo oisroi im midaraisi shori lesachech v'tumes negoim gzeire mishim tumes meis. I think that means tumes mage. That Taisus means to say, if you would say that tumes negoim is not a poisel esichuch, so the only poisel esichuch is tumas maga, so then you would zicha not, and tumas maga only applies by begodim, so you zicha would not aser pishton, which is many steps before begodim. V'kivin de betovoy also midaraisa. But since we see that sumches was mechadish, that tumas negoim is posel esachach min ha'toirem, im kein ba'anitzei pishtin, then yes, o mi d'rabona, neishu korev letovi kedefrishes. So that is pshat in the Gemara, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds like sumches, since tovi is posel min ha'toirem esachach, therefore Rav Shimon ben Elazar can hold that pishton is posel midarabono. And how do we learn the Gemara further? Kiman. So the Marsho and Taisvis and Sukkot that Yudbezim and Beis elaborates, and they say as follows, that the Kiman is very gishmak. Kiman ki Rab Meir. Kahaitan is Rab Meir. That means because Rab Meir said that shosui is metame bin the goyim miyad. That means as soon as you spin the threads, it's metame tumas negoim. Rabbi Yehuda holds ashesi misha yishla. As soon as you spin it, it's not mekabel tumas negoim. You have to cook it first and take it out of the yoyre. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, since there's more than one step from pishton to tumis the goyim in atoyre, so they wouldn't ask the pishton, because there's a few processes till it will be mekabel tumis the goyim. But keman kahaitan, since sumchis was soisen, sumchis said ashal shasivo metame ben the goyim miyad. In other sense, sumchis says sicha betavi psule. And he didn't specify if it was after Mishi Yishla, before Mishi Yishla, Shabbai Stois, that Tovi is Mekabel Tumim Miyad. So Mela, therefore, Rav Shimon Elozer can hold that the Midah Rabbonon, Pishtan is also also Vayik V'Nofitz. That is how the Marshon and Taisis and Sukkiah say Pshat and the Hemshech HaGemorah, according to Shitas HaTaisis. Oinin Shel Pishtan. Now we have here in the Machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda says, Oinin shel pishton mishe yislabnu. And Rashi loim pshat, and Oinin shel pishton means pishton take. This is a dayik v'nofitz, but al kaponim that flax is mekabel tumis negoim. Perish pekuntris sheloi nitve. V'dochak leforish kein, what forced Rashi to say this? How did Rashi know that Oinin means that before it was even spun into thread, Mnedik Vartona, Shesi Vaore. Rabbi Yehuda says, speaking about three things. Shesi is Mekabel Tumim Misha Yishla. Ore, Miyat. Vahoinim, so Oinim can't be threads. But she spoke about the threads, the vertical threads and the horizontal threads. Akochach, now we have to be speaking about something else. So therefore, as she learned, Oinim means Pishtan alone. The koshel riva, the minom on the tamoisoi. How could Rabbi Yehuda say that pishton is mekabel tume benegoyim hoshesi va'orev ksiv? The chiddush that it says by negoyim you don't need a beget, so it says, but you need al kaponim either shesi ya'orev. Pishton is neither shesi ya'orev. So therefore, Taisvis does not want to learn like Rashi. The niralari, the oinim haini mitve. Oinim means spun threads. V'chein perish ba'orech. I spun threads. So what shesi in orev, so it's repetitious. Shesi in orev and my, nochamol threads. So Taisva says, no. The shesi v'orev de koma hainu tzema. Rab Yehuda is speaking about tumas negoy. Now, in Tumis Negoyim, it says that Shesi and Orev is Mekabel Tumim, Bein B'Tzemer, Bein B'Pishtim. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So, Shesi v'Orev dekoma Hainu Tzemer. First, he's speaking about Tzemer. That the Shesi and Orev of Tzemer are Mekabel Tumis Negoyim. And Lefi Yishe B'Tzemer Niker Bein Shesi L'Orev. By Tzemer, if one will look at the threads, one can differentiate between Shesi and Orif. The Shesi hu min alashayne shel Tzemer hagodl v'tovi kala achar yad. The oifen of spinning is kala achar yad. V'loi kemoi shetovim ha'orif. You spin Orif differently. So if one will look at it, so there are two different types of threads. So therefore, when Rabbi Yehuda was speaking about the Shesi and Orev of Tzemer, he differentiated. Shesi is this, Orev is this. V'derech hoyil l'sholkei. Now Taisus got a little stuck over here. If he's speaking about Tzemer, it seems Taisus was aware that our threads we don't cook. V'derech hoyil l'sholkei, that they were sholik, the threads of Tzemer also. Afa b'shach shever regilim. We don't do it, but k'ponim b'zman chazal, they used to cook the threads of Tzemer also. For oinin shel pishton, oinin shel pishton shuhu atovi. Now Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about the threads of pishton. Loi huske, loi shesi, v'loi orev. There he doesn't mention shesi or orev. Why? Lafisha loi nikir, eze shel shesi, v'eze shel orev. By pishton, it is very difficult to recognize the difference between Shesi and Orev. Both threads look the same. So therefore, when he's speaking about the Shesi and Orev of Pishtan, he says, O'inim, the threads of Pishtan, because the Shesi and Orev look the same. Now, how do you know that the Shesi and Orev look the same by Pishtan? Kidamrine beperikame de mesechtes avoy de zor. the icy lay trei kiburi. There was a mice, I think, with one of the Tanoim that they called him Rebbe. And he was brought to court. Rebbe means that he teaches Torah, and that was not permitted. So he said, I'm a Rebbe shel Tarsiim. What's a Rebbe shel Tarsiim? That the Tarsiim were weavers. I'm a Boki in weavers. That's why they call me Rebbe, because I'm a Mumche. No, they didn't want to believe him on his word. So they brought him Aisilei Trei Kiburi. So they brought him two bundles of thread of pishtun. Omrulei, so they asked him, you tell us, hai de shasye, v'hai de arve. If you're a Rebbe shel Tarsiim, so you tell us which is shasye and which is arev. Israchish leinise, no, some rendo by a tanedo, at an espasil, osi zibure, v'yosev al de arve. So the Gemara says a very interesting story that a zibure and a ziburte came. I think it's a scorpion. One was a zocha and one was an akeda. So in the weaving process, the horizontal threads go over the vertical threads. So the horizontal threads are doime to a zocha and the vertical threads are doime to an akeda. So Mamela, that was the mice. So while they were showing and he was studying it, so a zibure, a zocha went on the orev, and a ziburta went on the nekeva, and he chapte where he was his pshat, israchish leinish, and he merely said which is which. Alme avokaponim, from the whole maisa, we see leiminker bepishton, that it's not kente. One can differentiate between the shesi and the orev of pishton. So therefore, it's very good why Rabbi Yehuda, when he was speaking about shesi and orev of tzemer, so he said, hashesi va'orev. And when he's speaking about Pishton, he says, V'ha'oinin shel Pishton Mishi Yislam. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Kol ha'yoytze min ha'eitz, ein madlikim boy elo Pishton. Everything that comes out from an eitz is possible to be a psila, possible to be a wick, elo Pishton. B'chol ha'yoytze min ha'eitz, and every material that comes out from an eitz, einoy mitamei tumas oiholim, if it will be an oihil, and there will be a mace in the oihil, it will not be mekabel tume. Elo pishton. Pishton is mekabel tume, tumas oiholim. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Eim adlikim boy, Lases psile, to make a wick, mi canvas, out of hemp, u beged canvas, or a beged made out of hemp, mi tzemer geffen, or cotton. These are possible for psilas. Einoi metame tumes aholim, im oso mehem oihel. If he made a tent out of any of these materials, vaha meis tachtov, and you have a mace inside the tent, Havi kishar bayis, so this tent has aloche like every house that is mechuba. Ve'enei tzorech lahatvil ha'oyel atzmoy. The oil is not mikabel tume. The loikibel tume elo kelim shetachto. But the oil is not mikabel tume. Elo pishton sha'af oyel tome. The oil of Pishton is Tomek. Kedersi vehizo al ha'oyel. So we see there is an oil that is mekabel tume. Begmori yalev de bepishton mishto ikro. This oil is speaking about the oil of Pishton. Zok toisvis. Kol hayoytze min ha'eitz ein madlikin. Perish bekuntres la'el. Kigoin b'kanvus v'tzemer geffen. That canvas and tzemer geffen is posel ein madlikim, it's posel lahadlik. V'ein nira l'rabbeinu tam, so it comes out that tzemer geffen, cotton is posel for a week, tim ken yosel lahadlik boy. U'maisim b'chol yoim, shemadlikim b'tzemer geffen. We're madlik b'tzemer geffen. The gam toiv miyoid lepsila, it's very good. V'oy meriva dai muta lahadlik bekantis v'tzema gefen. The einam yoitzim min ha'etz, this is not considered yoitzim min ha'etz from a tree. Elo zerahu, this is called zroim, this is not called yoitzim min ha'etz. Kedem rinim bebenochis, kanvis v'luv osra toire, shar zroim, it's called zroim. It's a mela, so we're not speaking about that. Well, pishta nami min zera, kamoi canvas. So how does it come into yoitzim min ha'etz? Aladitzrech masnisen le mishrei pishten mishum de ikri yeitz. Even though, theoretically, pishten falls into the category of zroim, but the pasuk gave it a shem eitz, so memele, Kedachsiv, the Gemal bring down this pasuk, Vatitvanem bepishtei ha'etz, Chmoy eitz hadas, Lamanda amachitei ha'isa, Vekorel ha'etz, Afal pishe ene ha'etz. Vo'oy da'oma bekeitzed mevolchim, Kol heiched ishoklas lepeire, V'loy hodor ilono umapik, Loy mevachina lay boire pri ha'etz. That means, if you take away the peire, and the ilon does not give out another peri in that mokim, that is not considered an eitz. Who pishtu the canvas is hamagefen, he shokus la peri, aine azera, le hodri le ol namape, kilkach lav yoitz min eitz nino. So bekitzer, so Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, kol a yoitz min eitz is not speaking about hamagefen in canvas. These are zroim, not yoitz min eitz. The einai metame tumas eholim elo pishtam. V'hoda oma la'el b'peirik hameh. We learned in the first peirik, v'al atzmon b'chol shehen, mash medachol hakeilim, nasa oyo l'kabo tumeh, machmas oyo. We learned if something is mahil over a mace, so for itself to be mekabel tume, it is mekabel tume right away. To be metame something else that is tachtav, there you need a pesach tefach min ha'toyrim. But al koponim al atzmon bechol shehem, anything that is mile over a mace is mekabel tume. So what does it say over here that ain't the kol yoytzim in the eitz ain't mekabel ain't metame tumah seholim? Everything that is mahil over a mace is mekabel tumah. Val atzman b'chol shein machm d'chol akelim nasa oil lekabel tumah machmas oil. If they're mahil over a mace, so Taisa says you're making a mistake. Hocha ayri b'dovo hakavua shechibroi lekarke. Here we are speaking about tumas oiholim. Not something stamazay that was mahil over a mace. We're speaking about a tent that is attached to the ground. So af al gav shemitchilo hoya beget, even though it was once a beget, and al beget it's zicha if it's mahil over a mace it's zicha mekabel tume. Kivin shechibroi lo oyel, but since you are mechabel this beget and you made it into an oyel. Bitloy mitayres beget. So now it's ois beget. Veine mitame elo pishton. And only pishton that is an oil is mekabel tumen. Avo pishu mechuba. Kidachsiv vehizo al ha'oil. And we're going to see in the Gemara that there is one oil that is mekabel tumen. The Gemara learns out that this oil is an oil that the material it is made out of is pishton. Because shalari disnan biyoy holois elu mevien v'chaytetzin. These materials are mevies atume. That means if there are two things, there's a mace and something else underneath it. So the something else that is underneath the oil is mekabel tume, because an oil is mevies atume. Whatever is underneath the oil, so the tume spreads out. V'chaytetzin. Another halacha that these things are chaytzitz bifnei atum. It blocks tumen. That means if there's a mace underneath it, so on top of these dvorim, there's no tumen because it's mavdil, it's chaytzitz bifnei atumen. It makes that the tumen should not go further. And the Mishnah speaks about many things. Hasheda, vateda, و حسدینم شهیم اسویم ایهالم. Now one of the cases which are choitzitz bifnei hatume is sadinim, and poshet sadinim means a sheet of pishtam, which were made ayholim. So this is choitzitz bifnei hatume. In other words, that if there was a mace in a oihel, and someone puts his hand over the oihel, it is not, he's not mekabel tume, because the sadin is choitzitz bifnei hatume. So Taisvis asks, so how does this stim? Ve'eich choytzitzim sadinim shel pishtam bifnei hatume. How could a sadin shel pishtam be choytzitz bifnei hatume? We have a klal. For kol dover hamikabel tume einai choytzitz bifnei hatume. Everything that is mikabel tume cannot be choytzitz bifnei hatume. So since we learned in our Mishnah that a sadin shel pishtan is mikabel tume, so how could the Mishnah say in the holos that it is choitzitz bifnei tume? The yeshloimer the mayri b'sadinim shel meshi. Speaking about a sadin not made out of linen, made out of meshi, out of silk, ukevuyim, and it is attached to the ground, she'enoy mitamim, so that's not mikabel tume anymore, because that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that everything einay metame tuma saholim elo pishtan. Pishtan is the only thing that's mekabel tuma saholim, even though it's mechuba lekarke. So memele. So the whole difficulty is stam sadinim is pishtan. So Taisin say, we'll say pshat the sadinim are sadinim shel meshi. The Rashba pirish b'mishnayis b'inyanache. The Rash in Mishnayis says a yisod. In this halacha, that there are two types of dvarim hachaitzitzim. There's one dvar hachaitzitz as follows. That means, let's say we have a mace over here, and there's a dvar hachaitzitz on top of it. So here the din is, if this dvar is mekabel tume, it is not chaitzitz b'snei tume. So the tume will go through this thing, and it will go further. That's by stamazoy adover hachoitzitz. If you have an oihel, and the Rash says, the Rambam says, the translation of an oihel is an entity, a roof with walls, that has a chshivis of an oihel. An oihel is choitzitz bifnei hatume, even though it is mekabel tume. So this whole halacha called dover mekabel tume, that is not, if it is not a oihel, that means it does not have, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel, Halachat Dalet, Hilchos Tumas Meis, sadin, she'ein asuyim oiholim, a sadin that is not an oihel, elo mesuchim bilvat, it is only spread out, ve'ein lahem shipua, it does not have, it is not either going down in a slant, ve'ein sham kaisolim. So that is not choitzit, shadavo tomei ene choitzit. But the minute it gets a shame oihel, and the oihel means a roof with walls, so then, even though it is mekabel tome, it is choitzit bifnei atome. Zogte gemore, minolon de pishton ikri eitz. The pishton is called eitz, the Mishnah called it Kol hayoytzim in the eitz. According to Taisvis, it's gewaldic, because for Metzias, it's a zroim, it's not yoytzim in eitz. But the Tanna calls it eitz, because the Pasuk called it eitz. Ama mazutra da makro vihi alosam hagago vatitmenein bepishtei ha-eitz. Barocha vazoyne. So al kaponim we see that the pishtim was called eitz. Vahayoytzim min ha-eitz, einei metamei tumas oiholim elo pishtim. Minolom. So the Gemara asks, how do we know this yesod, that tumas oiholim only applies by pishtum, by no other material? Omar Rabbi Elozer, gomar oihel, oihel mi mishkan. We learn out the oil of tume from the oil of the mishkan. Ksiv hoche, it says, in this week's Sedra and Parshas Chukas, zois ha-teira odom ki yomus bo-oihel. The Mefarshim Ma'ira really should have brought the pasuk v'hiza al ha'oil. Aval kaponim, we're speaking about one shame oil. So there we're speaking about that this oihel is mekabel tumen. Uchsiv hosom, and it says by the hakamas hamishkan, by yifrois es ha'oihel al hamishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu spread out the oihel al hamishkan. Is ma loholom shel pishton. We'll see the mishkan was made. The bottom layer of the mishkan was made out of pishton, was made out of sheish, out of linen. Ma lo holon shel pishton, kori oihel. So that material is called oihel. Afkan shel pishton, kori oihel. So we learn out what the Torah called a oihel by the mishkan, and that oihel is the pishton, the bottom yiriyas of sheish, the eser yiriyas of sheish moshezor. So these yiriyas the Torah called oihel. So now we have exeris shoveh. Whatever was called oihel by the mishkan, that is called the oihel lekabel tumen. So that is the limut. Ma lo holon shel pishton kori oihel, afkan shel pishton kori oihel. So only a oyel shel pishton is mekabel tumen. That's the gzeirishon. So the Gemara says, if you're learning out the oyel shel tumen from the mishkan, that it means it has to be similar to the yiriyas hatachtoynis, which was pishton, so that was a special type of pishton. Ima loholan shizurin, they were, the threads were gedreit. Vechutin kofel vov, in each chut of the pishton was there were six threads in each thread. So memela, if it has to be accurately similar to what was an oil by the mishkan, afkan shizurim bechutin kofel vov. But how can you say any pishton is mekabel tumah? You need a pishton that was similar to the pishton that was by the mishkan, by the yiriyas atachtoynis. So the Gemara says, no, Talmud loyma oyel oyel ribe. No, we have a ribu. It says a lot of times in Parshas Chukas oyel. So we learn out that it doesn't have to be exactly like the oyel that was in the Mishkan. E oyel oyel ribe. So if it's a ribu, it doesn't have to be exactly. Afilu kol milinami. So it doesn't have to be like it was in the Mishkan. So it could be other materials also. So a katan oyel should also be mikabel tumen. So the Moses says, no, im kein gzeirah shoveh maya hanilei. No, I have a gzeirah shoveh. So the gzeirah shoveh says that the guidelines are whatever was called an oihel by the mishkan is called an oihel agabi kabolas tumen. But the ribui helps that we can modify it. It doesn't have to be exactly like the oil of the Yiriyas HaTachtoynis, it could be a kaponim. The min has to be a min pishton. You don't have to have all the particulars which were found in the Yiriyas HaTachtoynis. Let us see Rashi. Mi mishkan, d'loi have bei shum yoytze min ha'etz. There wasn't anything that was yoytze min ha'etz, elo pishton. Kedachsiv, eser yiriyos, sheish moshzo. So the yiriyas hatachtoynis were sheish, were pishton. Shizurim, v'chsiv moshzo. V'chutnen kofol shisha. So the Gemara asks, it should be shizurim, it should be chutnen kofol shisha, k'dam rinipeg boloi, to say the yume. Dvorim shenemro b'em sheish, wherever it says sheish, chutnen kofol sheish. V'ikashi. So now Rashi asks a different kashi. That means, if the hilchis oil of tumeh has to be similar to the oil of the Mishkan, and something that is not similar is not mekabel tumas oholim. So Rashi asks the kasha as follows. In Parshas Chukas, there are a few halachas which are mentioned by the oil shel tumah. There's one halacha that the oil is mekabel tumah. V'hizo al ha'oil. You see that the oil is mekabel tumah. You have the tevel oil. You have to be mazeh mechatos on the oil. Good. So we say this only applies if it is pishton. By another thing, there's no din hazot. So Rashi says another halacha in by Tumas Eholim. There's a din that it says in the parsha, whatever is underneath the oil is mekabel tumim. Now, if you're telling me that whatever is called an oil by the Mishkin, only that is called an oil by Tumas Eholim, so the second halacha, that whatever is underneath the oil is mekabel tumim, should only apply if it was an oil shel pishton. If it's not an oil shel pishton, so there should not be a din of maybe esatume. And that is zikha not true. Everything is maybe esatume, even though it's not pishton. So how do you split the hair? So that is Rashi's kasha. Be'i kasha. Given the yalef mi mishkan, if you're learning out from the mishkan, and whatever was called an oil by the mishkan, only that is called an oil. And il chistu mesayolim, kalim vi odom shetachas gagabayis. If you have a keli and an odom, which is under the same roof when there's a maze, or v'chol sharei holim, or a different type of an oil, a cotton oil, the loidom ul mishkan minolan de mitamu, so how are they mekabel to mesayolim? We're just saying that the oil of Parshas Chukas is only speaking about a certain type of an oil, of pishton. So Rashi says, B'sefri Tanya, this is a good kasha, and the Sefri takes care of this problem. Minayin lasi shah ha-meilim ka-oil, amrit ma-metzoyra ka-losu-boy kol-amayl. So we learn out from Metzoyra and Taisvis, the second Taisvis, we'll explain this, the limud of Metzayir a little better. Let us see Taisvis. That the Esa Yeris HaTachtoynis are called oil, while it says, Vayifreis Esa oil ala Mishkan. Taima Lari, Minolei Dahai oil Hainu Sheish Moshezo. How do you know that this oil is called Sheish, this is the Sheish Moshezo, the Bad Yerias HaTachtoynis. Eima Hainu Yerias Izim. Tashkachna Behedye De Ikra Oil. Kedersi Vaosiso Yerias Izim La Oihel Al HaMishkan. Now, in the Yerias HaMishkan, there's a machlokes, we'll have it further in the Gemara, if there were three layers or four layers. But three layers the zicha was. The bottom layer was made out of pishton. That was the Esa Yerias HaTachtoynis. That was made out of pishton. There was a layer over that made out of, that was Ashtei Esa Yerias, 11 Yerias. That was a michse on the Mishkan. And that was made out of the hair of Izim. And then there was a third layer of oirais, of skins of behemoth. There's a machlokes of those two layers of skins or one layer of skin. Al koponim, there was, let us speak about the bottom two layers. The second layer was not yaitzi min ha'eitz. It wasn't yaitzi min ha'eitz, that was the riyas Izim. So Taisvis is asking, so how do you know to say that Pishton is called an oil? Menole the high oil hainu sheish moshezo, eima hainu yiriyas izim. Maybe it's dafki yiriyas izim is called an oil, which is true. Yiriyas izim is also mekabel tumas hayolim. Dashkach no behedye drikri oil. And we see klar in another passage that yiriyas izim is called an oil. Kedersi vasisa yiriyais izim le'oihel al hamishkan. You should make the yiriyais izim, they were an oil al hamishkan, they covered the bottom layer of the esa yiriyais shel sheish. So how do you know it's speaking about, that this pasuk is speaking about the esa yiriyais hatachtoinis? Maybe it's speaking about the yiriyais izim. And then Taisa says, I'm not famously chappening, asking Akash. If you look at the Pasuk Elech, V'chein mashme pashtei dekro, V'yifrois es ha'oihel al ha'mishkan. So V'yifrois, there was the Mishkan, and there was the oil al ha'mishkan. And what was the pashta de kroz, vayifreis es ha oil, Moshe Rabbeinu spread out the oil, da hainu yiriyois izim, al ha mishkan, on the mishkan. What is the mishkan? Da hainu sheish mosho. Kedachsiv es ha mishkan tase, es ha yiriyois sheish mosho. So memele fraktaisis amiridike kasha, this pasuk is not speaking about the yiriyois atachtoinois. You don't have a pasuk that the yiriyois atachtoinois are called an oil. This pasuk is speaking about the ashtayasa yiriyois, the 11 yiriyois which were made out of goat's hair. Neitzah shalizim. And this is takan oil, vayifreis esa oil al hamishka. So the Gemara is very schwer. Yeshleimel, so Taisva says, let's look at the whole picture. Let's not start from the pasuk. The dayik, the Gemara was medayik, mishum de kroksiv, the pasuk says as follows. The pasuk is speaking about komis amishka. The pasuk speaks about how Moshe Rabbeinu put up the mishkan. V'choshiv la'el b'seder ha'kamosa. The pasuk speaks about how he put up the mishkan. The mitchile nosam adonim. First he put adonim. Let us see the bach. V'achakach kroshim. Then he put the kroshim in the adonim. V'achakach amudim. Then he put up the mudim for the, to be mavdol between the kodesh and the kodesh kadoshim. Chsiv achar amudim. So if you're watching the pasuk is telling us first how he built the whole groundwork. Then later it says, "Chsiv achar akroshim vayifreis es ha'oil." Now he put on the bottom layer. Mashma haynu yiriyas atachtoines. So from the pasuk we see that it's speaking about the yiriyas atachtoines. Sheheim sheish mosezo, deheim tchiles ha'prise. I mean, that's what he had spread out first. You can't go to the second layer before you put down the first layer. So that means since the pasuk says how Moshe Rabbeinu was making the Mishkan, first with Adonim and the Kroshim, and then he spread out Vayifreis Esa oil, so Vayistois, the oil we are speaking about, is speaking about the Esa Yiriyas HaTachtoinis. The Svas Emes asks, but what do you do with the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Vayifreis es ha'oyel ala mishkan. Chmein Taisus asks from Pashtin Dikro. So he says, if the Pasuk seems that this is the first thing he spread out, so Vayifreis ha'oyel al ha'mishkan means litzoyrech ha'mishkan. Al means it should become the mishkan. Because the Yiriyas ha'tachtoinis, that was the mishkan. So Memele, so we're speaking about the Esa Yiriyas HaTachtoinis. Agavuche, the Rishash brings down a Sfunu, on that Pasuk, the Sfunu Zicha did not learn like Taisus. Taisus said, you can't look at the Pasuk, you have to read the whole Pasuk, and in the whole Pasuk you see that this Oihel is speaking about the first thing that is spread over the Kroshim, so it has to be the Esa Yiriyas HaTachtoinis. In Pasuk it says as follows, Vayokem Moshe es ha-mishkan, Vayiten es ha-donov. Then the kroshim, and then the adonim, and the kroshim, and the amudim, then vayifreis es ha-oihel al ha-mishkan. But again, the Pasuk starts, Vayokem Moshe es ha-mishkan. So Taisus learned pshat, Vayokem Moshe es ha-mishkan, Moshe put up the mishkan. How did he do it? Now we'll start explaining. Vayiten es ha-donov, then Vayifreis ha'oyel ala mishkan. The Sefulno learned pshat, Esa yiriyais ha'tachtoinois, that's called mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu vayokem Moshe ha'mishkan, he put the mishkan before the kroshim. How do you put the mishkan before the kroshim? He says, im b'dei odom ha'machzikim boy, he spread it out and he got a few giants to hold it, and maybe they're standing on ladders. And that is Vayokem es ha-mishkan. Oy, v'im al-derech neis, k'may shambul chazal. He put the mishkan and it was standing there. The mishkan was standing. And later he put the kroshim, and the dadonim and the kroshim, and then Vayifreis es ha-oyel al-ha-mishkan. That's pashta the kroh. That means according to the Sfulnu, the Pasuk is flows beautifully. That the Mishkan was put first and it was hanging in the air. And then he put the Adonim and the Kroshim, and then Vayifrei says, so I allow a Mishkan. Al Kaponim Taisvis did not learn like that, and according to Taisvis, you have to say, Ala Mishkan means Letzoyrech HaMishkan. But Al Kaponim, you see that the Esa Yiris HaTachtainis are called Oyel. The time of the Maila Yalef Meho the Mishkan Haini Yiris Sheish Mosho. Why did the Gemara not from a different posse? The Mishkan is Yiris Sheish Mosho. For see, Vesa Mishkan Tasa Esa Yiris. Umishkan ikri oyel dersives mishkan oyel moyed. Vishema ahokro somech. Maybe really, Taisus means the posik, the way I'm saying pshat and the posik sabisal apsarabishitaich. Maybe really the Gemara was takis soymech on this posik. But the Gemara brought this pasuk. Mamela, now we can say by Yifrei says oyel. But einachanami, the Gemara was soymech on this posik. Im kein zeh reshova maya handle. So the Gemara says, if you say oil, oil ribe, it will be marbe all other materials also, so what are you going to do with zeh reshova? So Taisus asks Rashi's kasha. Oh, the Oma. We learned before, kol peseach tefach mevi es hatumem. Everything that is a peseach tefach is mevi es hatumem. Yeah, hainu mikalvach, that this din in oil, this din of mevi es hatume, applies by all aholim. Hainu mikalvach oimer mi metzoyre, kediyalef b'sifri, kdeperish pekuntres. We learn out, the halach is by a metzoyre is hukish lemeis. So just like a meis is metame ba'oil, so a metzoyre is also metame ba'oil. So, and by the oil, and so there the din is, if someone else is under the same oil of the mitzayre, so he becomes tamei, moishavai tamei. That if two people are under the, if two people are under a mitzayre and someone else is under one oil, so that person becomes tamei. So we see, legabe the din of havoas fume, Hispashtus atume, there is no din of any type of oil, because by Metzaira there's no special aloches. If you're under any type of an oil, you're mekabel tume. So we learn out a kalvochayma from Metzaira, madach Metzaira, which is a tumikal, it's not as chomer as tumis ameis. Afal pikein, there's a din of havos tume if they're underneath any oil. So memele tumis meis avadi gibis, there's a din of havoas tume, hispashtus atume, underneath any oil. Then Taimas, the Taisvis asks, veheichi yale, how can you learn out from the din oihel of mitzoire, neimo daioike mitzoire? So you can only learn out, it should be as choma as the oil of mitzoire. What does that mean? Shlo yitame yale tumis erev. Tumis mitzoyre, a person is only tamei till at night. Tumis meis, you're tamei 7 days. V'davke bo'oimidai b'yoyshev. Tumis mitzoyre is davke if the mitzoyre is kavua. He's standing or sitting, he's not moving. V'loy oiver, but if he's moving, there's no din of tumis oil. K'desayni m'sechus negoy me'mais v'lo, v'per kamadik dushan. Tamei yoyshev tachas ha'ilon, if the tamei is sitting, the tamei is kavua, v'toyer oiver, the Torah is walking by, so then the Torah becomes Tomei. What if the Tomei is over, so even though they're under the same oil, so then the Torah is not Tomei. So if you're learning out Tumas, you're learning out from Tumas Metzoyre, it can't be more Chomer than Tumas Metzoyre. Beshleima, so Taisus, it's not really a limud. The Eini Ele Gili Milse Ba'alma Mikal V'chaima. Kavuchayim is telling us the Mikavuchayim the Metzayre the less long the Meilef oil oil mi Mishkan linyan lemaya tavo astuma bishari holim de la pishtam. It's just the Kavuchayim is guiding us what which halachas we should learn out from the Gzeira Shove and which halachas we shouldn't learn out from the Gzeira Shove. Not I'm learning out from the oil of Metzayre. That means, I really have a pasuk by Tumas Meis. Or the shayla is that by tumas ameisis they didn't have avoas tumah. Now I'm clearing a shayla, does the gzeirah shove go on the oil of avoas tumah, yes or no? So I say, mistava, the gzeirah shove does not go on the din oil of avoas tumah, because we by metzeirah gufa we see there's no special halachas what type of oil has to be le'inyan avoas tumah. So the whole limud that we learn out the oil shalmeis from the mishkan, it's only ilgabi the tumas atzmoi that the oil is mekabel tumah. Afilu merechuber tafke bepishtim bloy b'shal yoytzim inayitz. Uleinyin oihel she'enoi osoi bidei odom. Now, Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah learns out from the Mishkan, that it is, that what oil is maybe yes atume, the dinin havoas tume, davka a oil that was spread out, l'shem oil, that oil is maybe yes atume. Rabbi Yehuda learns as follows. By the Mishkan it says, vayifreis es oil ala Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu spread out the oil. If the oil was made the kavona lehail, to be mahil over the mokim ha-mishkan. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what type of an oil is maybe esatume, or oil that was made lehail, to be mahil over to chafetzim, or to people. But a oil that was created by itself, without kavone lahahil, for example, let us say you have a wall, and a hole was made in the wall, water made the hole through the wall. So now you have an opening in the wall, and this opening is mahil over a mokim, and you'll have a kezayis min ha-meis, and you'll have something else next to it. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, since this oil was not made bekavonas oil, so it is not made v'yes hatume. So Rabbi Yehuda in Masechta Sukkah says that we learn out from the Mishkan halachis which apply also to the din of havoas tume, not only the gabi kabolas tume of the oil, we learn out dinim that apply the gabi havoas tume. Now, Taisa said before, Legabi Havoas Tumeh, we have Giluyim from Metzaira. So, and that's how we know that Kol Dvorim HaMeviim Es HaTumeh, all materials. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mamonavshech, do you learn out from Metzaira also? Don't you learn out from Metzaira? If you don't learn out from Metzaira, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could anything be maybe Es HaTumeh? Only Pishtin should be maybe Es HaTumeh. If you do learn out from Metzaira, so that it doesn't have to be dumya de mishkin, that it has to be dafka and oil hanasa bidei odom. A fulu on the oil hanasa me elov also should be maybe yes atum. If you learn that from a tzoyre, l'gabi the din of avos tume. So Taisu says it's no problem. In yin oil sheini osi bidei odom, Rabbi Yehuda beperek beis de suke, loy metzino le melef me metzoyre. By metzoyre we don't have any gilui. Loy ashkechon beikro, loy le mayet veloy le rabbis. That means by mitzayre we don't have any posik that this oil of mitzayre, we don't know if the oil is speaking about an oil that nasa b'day odom, not nasa b'day odom. We don't have any giluyim what the oil of the mitzayre is like. It seems that we do know that the oil of mitzayre is made out of any materials. But how the oil was made, if it was nasa b'day odom, not nasa b'day odom, that we don't have any gili whatsoever. So therefore, so since we don't have a gili on this nikude, so therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, then we learn out from the Mishkan. If I don't have any hadroche, any guidance from Mitzayra legabi this nikude, I learn out from the Mishkan. And just like the Mishkan was an oil on nasa b'day odom, so only oil on nasa b'day odom is maybe yes atumim. But Lagabi the second Shaila, Lagabi which materials is maybe Esatumah, that I could learn out from Mitzayra. Look to Gemara Vaita. The Eimo, Ma Loholon Kroshim, Avkan Kroshim. So the Gemara says, if we're learning out from the Mishkan, just like by the Mishkan there were Kroshim, so here they should also be Kroshim. So Rashi says, Pshat as follows, Afkan Kroshim, Ve'eim, De'eitz, Nami, Ikra, Oyel. If you're learning out what was called Mishkan, so the Gemara learned that the Kroshim was also considered Mishkan. So Memele, and Mishkan is considered Oyel. So why do you say Koloyotzi Minaitz Enimitametumes Holim Elopishton? Fakel, there were Kroshim which are also called Oyel. So the Gemara answers no. Mishkan Karim Mishkan. The Yerias, that is called Mishkan. The Ein Kroshim Kruyi Mishkan. The Kroshim which supported the Mishkan, they're not called Mishkan. And the Oyel is only the Mishkan, not the Kroshim. Elo miyato, so the Gemara asks, I bezoi, vasiso, michse lo oyel. The Yiriyas izim are a michse, it's a kova lo oyel, ochenami, michse lo ikri oyel. This is a michse, just like say, kroshim le mishkan, it's michse lo oyel. Michse lo ikri oyel. So the michse is not, no, the michse, I'm sorry, the michse is the oyrois, this is the third layer. The third, michse, this was an oil on the yiris. So, and the yiris is him. Michse la oyel, achinami michse la ikri oyel. So just like that kroshim la mishkan, that the kroshim, it's a kroshim to the mishkan, but it is not a mishkan. So this is, could be, so this is a covering to the oil, but this itself doesn't have a shame oil. Hachinami michse leikra oyel elaha, de boi rabbi lozo, rabbi lozo kler ve shayla, oir behemot meyem, mai shi yitame bo oyel ameis. Rabbi lozo kler ve shayla, if the skin of a behemot meyem, is it mekabel to misay holim? So hash the oir behemot tahoir eloi mitam, oir behemot meyem mi boi. So because the whole we'll see later in the sugya, the whole shayla of Rabbi Lozo was that the oiris had a shame oil, and they were mekabel to mesay holim. So, but if you're darshin, you're medayik the psukim, kroshim la mishkan, but there is not mishkan. So darshin michse la oil, but it doesn't have a shame oil. So oiris bechlal should not be mekabel to mesay holim. So the Gemara says no. Shani hosam the hoda ahad reikro. Tachsiv v'nosu es yiriyes ha-mishkan v'es oihel moyet. Yiriyes ha-mishkan are the yiriyes ha-tachtoynis. V'es oihel moyet, that's the 11 ashtey osa yiriyes izim. Michseyu, and then there's a cover on top. That's the cover which we're speaking about now. U'michsey ha-tachash ha-sha-olov is makish Elyon leTachtoin. So there's a hekish between Oyel Moyed and Michseyu. Ma Tachten Krori Oyel. Just like the Ashtei Oser Yiriyes are called an Oyel. Af Elyon Krori Oyel. So here we have a hekish, a special limud, that the Oyres are called an Oyel. Let us see Rashi. Mishkan kori mishkan, kegoin eser yiriyos, sheish moshzo, o mishkan ikri oyel udachsives mishkan oyel moyet, ochinami de michsa oyres lav oyel, linyin tume nami loy mekabel, not, won't be mekabel tume se holem, hashter behem etoire, kegoin eilem udomim, is not mekabel tume se holem. So the Gemara says, no, we learn how to hekish, matachtein, ashte yesre yiriyos izen, La oy hel ala mishkan. The mishkan aino as the yiriyas hamachuboris bekar seizot. The mishkan is the bottom, the yiriyas of sheish moshzot. Mila mailo mehem, over them there was oy hel yiriyas izim. This was an oy hel ala mishkan. La mailo mehem, michsei ha'oyres. So we're makish, the michsei ha'oyres to the yiriyas izim. Just like the yiriyas izim are called an oy hel, so the michsei is also called an oy hel. Ima loholon kroshim, perish bekuntres, ba'af eitz yekori oyel. The Gemara's kasha was that an eitz should be also called an oyel, because the kroshim were made out of eitzim. Because the rivo, the tfanis ein kriyis oyel. The tfanis hazichna called an oyel. Ela amichse shalamailu kori oyel. as well as the Havamin of the Gemara with the Psadiq, Mafarish Tahachi Kama. Ima Loholon Kroshim Bahade Pishton, the Gemara's Kasha was as follows. The Oihel of the Mishkan was created, and Oihel is walls and the roof. So just like Ima Loholon Kroshim Bahade Pishton, Afkan Betumas Oihel Kroshim Bahade Pishton. Even though the ribuyama, you do not need exactly the same type of pishtin which was in the Mishkan, kihosom, alafilu pishtin v'loy tzema, mikomokim porich, but the Gemara asks, the lehevi kroshim bahadi pishtim. That in order it should have a shame oil, you should have walls plus, you should have wooden walls plus bahadi pishtim. The stam oil kori imakisui vimatfanis. Oil is a covering with a walls. The ein kashim kriya mishkan, the kashalari, haksiv, the kashim ayokold mishkan, haksiv yias saruach, the yias was spread over, Al tzidei ha-mishkan, mizeh mizeh l'chasoysoy. V'amol l'kamon ba-azerik, what is this tzidei ha-mishkan? L'chasoys amo shel kroshim. So we see it covered the kroshim, and the kroshim are called tzidei ha-mishkan. V'ikol mandiyoma amo shel adonim, amo de kroshim ikri mishkan, v'yesh loymer de tzidei ha-mishkan ikri. It's not called mishkan, it's called tzidei ha-mishkan. V'loi mishkan.